College of Aces to take up farmland values, crop insurance, and the ARC PLC decision. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat is 591.5, down 6. Soft December, 531, down 7.25. December corn, 365.75, down 7.75. March, 378, down 8. May, 386.75, down 8. Go out to December 15 at 407.75. Down 7.25. November soybeans, 10.06.5, down 22.25. January, 10.05.5, down 24.25. July, 10.20.25, now 10.20, down 23. December soybean meal, 364.60, down 8.10. December soybean oil, 33.11, down 92. December live cattle, 166.65, down 40. November feeders are 235.77.5, and they are up 20. And December lean hogs are trading 89.07.5, now 89.10, now 89.07.5, and they are up 25. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
We're here in New Market, Indiana. We had a little rain this morning, but, you know, that sure looks cloudy over the markets today here, too.
Well, it is not a turnaround Tuesday, is it?
Well, it depends on whether you've been short for a long time. It seems like quite a turnaround. The guys that sort of waited for some fundamental news to substantiate the rally, and I think once the bean meal shortage of logistics is taken care of, we realize after FC Stone's numbers yesterday that we got a big crop.
And I think we had some numbers out this morning also from Lind Group and also from Bloomberg. We do, though, see that most people think the corn crop's going to get a little smaller next week.
Well, smaller from what they said before, not smaller from the government's numbers. I think that we'll see an increase in what the government had last month, but we will not be quite as big as what some of the rest of them said, that they cut back a little bit on some of the acreage.
All right, so what are we to make of these numbers? I mean, we had a huge run-up in October, and you know, perhaps we're backing and filling. I suppose if you're bullish or hopeful of that, would worst case potentially be, what, inside month for November?
Well, I mean, we're due for a little bit of a break here, Dave, and I say that out of respect of just what you said. We can't go straight up, we can't go straight down, and we have to have a little bit in between here. So, you know, we're looking at the support points. I think if we close below 10.08 today, basis the January beans, why that's a support point that's broken. But then, of course, the big one, of course, is the $10 mark and closing below it again that way, just like it was trading above it. I think in the same respect here, basically 360 is going to be a big resistant or support number on the December corn, Dave. So can we take it through those numbers today? I'm not sure that we can.
At the end of the week we might have some short covering ahead of the report?
Will we have a little profit taking from this sell-off and a little people willing to take profits before the report comes in? Of course there will be, Dave. I think that that's you know, very obvious. Whenever we see a big move, there's always people that say we're willing to take some profits.
So hopefully producers who needed to do a little marketing took advantage of the prices at the beginning of the week. What do you suspect the next market point might be for producers to take advantage of prices?
Well, I think, you know, we've seen some people today that didn't want to let $10 get away on the November 15 beans. We're looking at that $4 mark on the corn as trying to do things. I know that a couple advisory firms yesterday were buying $4 puts and selling 450 calls in the July market as to try to, you know, substantiate some prices there.
What's your take on the wheat market?
The wheat market, well, you know, it's been the lone survivor once we tried to sell stuff off. That was talking about the Russian wheat, some of the problems with the extra moisture in South America and the quality of everything along the way. And I think today that just the corn and the beans overwhelmed the wheat, and it's taken a breakdown too.
Livestock remains strong in those feeder cattle.
It does, and I'll tell you, the cheaper the corn moves back down, why the more the feeder cattle are going to stay strong, because we are looking at just the meat continues to hold its own in the grocery store and also at the packers' levels. So, you know, just people like to eat meat.
Lean hogs have seen a break, though.
Lean hogs have seen a break. I think that maybe not quite as bad a reaction to what we thought in numbers with the PED and, you know, things going along quite well. So, you know, basically we lost some of our exports with the Russian deal that way along. So that has some effect on it also.
Have you ever noted any election post-election day, Wednesday, Thursday, post-election two-year cycle move on the markets given what happens on election day?
You'd have to talk to those cycle people like Sue and Dan and all that for that one. Dave, I guess I sort of look at the fundamentals and look and see what happens, and I do not have that information.
Mm-hmm. What else are you keeping an eye on?
Crude oil, Dave. I mean, let's face it, you know, we're down $2 this morning. That's about $1.90 off its low, and as crude oil continues to take the tumble on down, that, of course, is going to affect our ethanol sales. So that's one of the things that we have to watch very closely.
Are we at a four-year low now?
I believe we are.
So, and this is because of supply side, right?
Supply side, yes. And also, I think Saudi Arabia, you know, sold some cheaper that way. We were thinking OPEC would do a scale back on things, and it doesn't look like they're wanting to do that. Plus, you know, we have great stocks of crude oil coming out of the Balkans.
So this would impact ethanol margins, and I suppose it could also impact EDG production.
Well, I mean, I think that along the way, as long as it works for us, we're going to continue to, you know, produce it. Fortunately, the export market's been good. If crude gets too cheap, why, the export market on the ethanol might start to slow down too.
And I suppose the other thing that we really need to keep an eye on, because it has gone screamingly straight up, as seemingly, is the U.S. dollar.
You know, that's one of the things that they like to talk an awful lot about. We know that the demand for food is inelastic, and it seems to go that way, but it can shift from which country you buy it from. And, you know, Brazil, with their election, the real devalued, their beans are sold in dollars, so they're going to be more willing sellers and making more money because of it. So that's a very good thing for South America as their competitiveness with us.
What do you make of the fact that South America farmer is not hedged very much yet?
Well, I think that he maybe missed some opportunities here with this last run-up, but you know, like I say, they were a little bit worried. They were a little late getting their crop planted. They had some dry areas and things like that. So, you know, and of course the Argentine thing, that's just a fight against inflation because the commodities are, they keep increasing faster than their dollar would if they had pesos. So that's a currency deal.
All right. Let's see if I can get this right. Okay, Wayne? This is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson, and talking about the marketplace, let's see how futures are trading now. December corn, 365 and a quarter, down 8 and a quarter. March, 378 and a quarter, down 7 and 3 quarters. July, 393 and a half, down 7 and a half. November soybeans, 1006, down 22 and 3 quarters. January, 1005 and a half, down 24 and a quarter. July, 1020 and a quarter, down 22 and 3 quarters. December soybean meal, 366.10, down 660. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.